I'm Brian Gottstein, and this is the Daily Signal top news for Wednesday, April 24th. Here are today's headlines. President Joe Biden signed a $95 billion foreign aid bill today, most of which is for Ukraine, after the Senate passed the legislation on Tuesday. It's a good day for America, it's a good day for Europe, and it's a good day for world peace, Biden said in remarks from the White House following the signing. The bill has been sharply criticized by many Republicans. 2 months ago, a majority of Republicans opposed the $95 billion foreign aid package when it came to the Senate floor for a vote. 10 of those senators flipped on Tuesday, according to a report by the Daily Signal's Rob Bluey. The measure then passed by an overwhelming 79-18 margin and was sent to Biden for his signature. In February, there are 22 GOP senators in favor and 26 opposed, while one Republican senator didn't vote. But it was a different story on Tuesday. This time, 31 Republicans, as opposed to 22, supported the bill. 15 opposed it, and 3 didn't vote. The 10 Republicans who flip-flopped were Senators Katie Britt, Tom Cotton, Steve Daines, Deb Fischer, Lindsey Graham, Cindy Hyde-Smith, James Lankford, Mark Wayne Mullen, Pete Ricketts, and Tim Scott. Scott didn't cast a vote for final passage, but supported a motion to bring the bill to a vote on Tuesday and indicated his support in a statement. The GOP senators most frequently mentioned as Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's possible successor as party leader, Senators John Cornyn and John Thune, voted for the measure. The Supreme Court on Wednesday heard oral arguments about an Idaho law that puts strict restrictions on abortion and whether the law violates federal health care law. The court already allowed the state law to go into effect, but it's currently reviewing a case examining whether federal law overrides state law in emergency cases where a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. The Biden administration argued that hospitals must allow abortions in such cases under a law that requires hospitals accepting Medicare to provide emergency care. But the justices appeared to be divided on the issue. According to the Associated Press, Justice Samuel Alito asked how the federal government has the authority to impose restrictions on what Idaho is allowed to criminalize simply because hospitals in Idaho have chosen to participate in Medicare. Also, according to the AP, Justice Elena Kagan said, within these rare cases, there's a significant number where the woman's life is not in peril, but she's going to lose her reproductive organs. She's going to lose the ability to have children in the future unless an abortion takes place. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson called for Columbia University President Manu Shafiq to resign on Wednesday because of the ongoing chaos of anti-Israel protesters who've taken over the school's campus. Johnson said this in a radio interview with host Hugh Hewitt ahead of his visit to Columbia on Wednesday. He called Shafiq a very weak, inept leader who can't guarantee the safety of Jewish students. They're expected to run for their lives and stay home from class. It's maddening, Johnson said on the show. He continued, "What we're seeing on these college campuses across the country is disgusting and unacceptable, and every leader in this country, every political official, every citizen of good conscience has to speak out and say, this is not who we are in America." Shafiq appeared at a House hearing last week and defended her tenure. She said she's been trying to reconcile the free speech rights of those who want to protest and the rights of Jewish students to be in an environment free of discrimination and harassment. But Johnson said that Shafiq hasn't done nearly enough to protect Jewish students on campus. Johnson mentioned that Jewish students have been physically assaulted, harassed, and threatened, and talked about revoking federal funding to the universities if they can't keep control. Republican Congressman Chip Roy sounded the alarm Tuesday about left-wing billionaire George Soros trying to fast-track the purchase of a major radio company through the Federal Communications Commission. According to Fox News, in a letter to the FCC, Roy said he was concerned about Soros Fund Management's acquisition of over $400 million in debt held by Odyssey, the second largest broadcast station owner in the country. Odyssey owns hundreds of local radio stations across the U.S. FCC rules forbid foreign companies from owning more than a 25% interest in a radio station. Roy is concerned about the Soros Fund asking the FCC to temporarily suspend those rules and approve a change in ownership. The Texas congressman said that the purchase must be subject to rigorous FCC oversight to ensure radio stations don't come under undue influence. And that'll do it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to the Daily Signal's top news. If you haven't got a chance, be sure to check out our morning show right here in this podcast feed, where we interview lawmakers, experts, and leading conservative voices. Tomorrow, Virginia Allen is sitting down with Cornell Law professor Bill Jacobson to discuss who or what is driving the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses. Also, make sure you subscribe to the Daily Signal wherever you get your podcasts and help us to reach more listeners by leaving a 5-star rating and review. We read all of your feedback. Thanks again for listening. Have a great night, and we'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.
The Daily Signal podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. Executive producers are Rob Bluey and Kate Trinko. Hosts are Virginia Allen, Brian Gottstein, Mary Margaret Olihan, and Tyler O'Neill. Sound design by Lauren Evans, Mark Guiney, and John Pop. To learn more or support our work, please visit dailysignal.com.